on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Community Policing Forum in Durban North says criminal activity has declined in the area despite the community's concerns about crime.
The past two shootings did have the markings of being specifically targeted at these individuals, and they weren't as a result of escalation of crimes such as hijacking, robbery, things like that. In overall, our crime stats do point that crime in the Durban North Umhlanga area has actually decreased in terms of the severity of crimes.
CPF member Daryl Oliver has moved to LA fears following a murder in La Lucia last week. 53-year-old PRASA manager Jacob Kwale was gunned down on Shelbourne Avenue on Thursday night. Police are still searching for the killers. Oliver has urged residents to stay calm, saying the incident seems to have been a targeted attack. KZN Treasury is stepping in to support Itala Bank in its bid to challenge a provisional liquidation application. Treasury says it submitted its own legal documents. This after the Prudential Authority, a regulator under the SA Reserve Bank, filed an application in the Pietermaritzburg High Court earlier this month seeking the provisional liquidation of the state-owned bank. It argued that the move is necessary to protect the interests of Itala's 250,000 depositors. The PA says the entity has failed to obtain a banking license despite being granted a temporary exemption while it sorted out its operations. A repayment administrator appointed by the authority to look into Itala's operations has since found that the bank was technically and legally insolvent. The matter will be heard in the High Court tomorrow. And Police Minister Senzo Mkhwanazi says they'll be prioritising the mental well-being of officers to ensure our men and women in blue are able to carry out their duties effectively. He says the SAPS is planning on holding workshops.
At the top of our agenda is an upcoming workshop on employee health and wellness, focusing on bettering your employment conditions, mental health support.
When he was speaking at the National Police Excellence Awards at the Durban ICC last night, the minister says there is a need to improve working conditions. This follows a spike in incidents of domestic violence involving police officers. When he says the health summit will be held in March.
These summits will emphasize proactive policing over reactive measures, harnessing technology and innovation to build a police service that is professional, that is modern, and truly responsive to the needs of our communities.
A recap of our lead story. The Community Policing Forum in Durban North says criminal activity has declined in the area despite the community's concerns about crime. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.